Corrus was perfectly well aware of that, yet after more than a full month's travel by coach and horseback, the thought of spending 3 or 4 or 5 days aboard a ship was positively alluring. The deck might move under his feet, probably fairly violently at least once during the voyage, but Philip Osgood had been born and raised in an island princedom. He'd discovered early on that he was actually a very good sailor, and he'd just once again amply proved that he was not a good equestrian. In fact, it took all the self-restraint he possessed to keep himself from kneading his aching posterior.
"I can tell you've had a less than restful journey so far, my lord, if you'll pardon my saying so," Euthane observed, brown eyes twinkling ever so slightly as he took in Corrus's mud-streaked boots and slightly bow-legged stance. "Ice Lizard's no fine cruise ship, and I'm afraid that this time of year she's likely to live up to her name, too, once we're clear of the land. But we'll not be sailing until tomorrow morning's tide, so if you'd care to get your gear stowed aboard, you can get at least one good night's sleep tied up wharfside. For that matter," he twitched his head towards the lamp-lit windows of a tavern at the end of the wharf, "the copper kettle sets a good table, and it's got a decent bathhouse attached out back. A man who's spent the last few 5 days aboard a saddle might be thinking a good hot steaming bath would be the best way to start his evening."
"He might indeed, Captain," Corrus agreed with a smile, which was even more grateful, and glanced over his shoulder at the equally travel-worn servant at his heels. Robert Seablanket was a tall, thin man, probably close to 50 years old, with stooped shoulders, brown hair, dark eyes, and a full but neatly trimmed beard. He also boasted a long nose and an habitually lugubrious expression. He looked, to be brutally honest, like the compulsive worrier sort of man no one had ever heard tell a joke. But he was a competent, if occasionally overly fussy, valet, and he was also Coruscandian. That hadn't been a minor consideration when Corrus hired him after Captain Joel Harris had safely delivered the Earl and his 2 royal charges to Yushai for their first visit to the city, on their way to Delphirock. There'd been no question of taking servants with them aboard the cramped merchant galley Wing, given their humble cover identities, and Corrus had been delighted for several reasons to engage Seablanket when the Harchongese hiring agency turned him up. The man's accent was a comforting reminder of home, and his competence, in more than one area, had been more than welcome in the long, weary 5 days since Corrus had engaged him.
"Yes, my lord,"
Seablanket asked now, correctly interpreting his employer's glance. "I think Captain Euthane's advice is excellent," Corrus said. "I fully intend to take advantage of that hot bath he just mentioned. Why don't you go ahead and get our gear stowed aboard? If I've got a dry change of clothes, unpack it and bring it over to the copper kettle, was it, Captain?" Euthane nodded, and Corrus turned back to Seablanket. "Bring it over so I'll have something to put on, and if the kitchen looks as good as Captain Euthane is suggesting, bespeak dinner for me as well."
"Of course, my lord."
"And don't forget to bring a change for yourself, too," Corrus admonished, raising one forefinger and wagging it in the valet's direction. "I imagine you're just as frozen as I am, and I'm sure they've got more than one tub."
"Yes, my lord, thank you."
Seablanket's normal expression lightened noticeably, but Corrus merely shrugged his gratitude aside. "And now, Captain," the Earl said, returning his attention to Euthane, "please don't think me rude, but the sooner I get into that hot tub of yours, the better. And while I'm sure Ice Lizard is an admirably well-found vessel, I'm also going to be spending quite a bit of time as your guest. I'm sure we'll have entirely too much time to get to know one another between here and Fairstock."